at 10 p.m. On with the, on with the,
on with the show. On with the show. On with the show. The show.
Welcome to See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht. I'm joined in the WEFT studios by Linda Marie Evans. How are you doing today, Linda?
I'm good. You know, now that the intro music will always be tied to Rodney Woodworth for me, I will always think of him, and I think it's an apt thing for us to go on with the show, even though he's gone. You know, I don't know. It's always going to remind me.
It's taken a lot of different kind of iterations in meaning, from the COVID times when we were sheltering in place and everything was Zoom and the show still went on, and we did our best to kind of follow the different theater groups and actors and performers throughout town that were still finding ways to express their art and share their art. But yeah, definitely thinking of that Moulin Rouge piece and how amazing Rodney would have been.
I know. And we weren't in studio last week, and we reran our tribute to Rodney last week. So we were back in the studio today, and there's so much theater going on. It's exciting. And it looks like there's a fall pledge drive for WEFT. It's the 40th anniversary. And we've raised $7,430 so far. We don't really have a script or anything to give you to say pledge, but as always, you should definitely support community theater and community radio. And it's pretty cool that it's the 40th anniversary of this little radio station.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
And theaters do need, just like WEFT, theaters are doing their best to stay afloat. And so we've got, you know, actual shows that we're going to talk about, but there are also there are so many theaters in town that have had to keep paying the rent and keep maintaining their brick and mortar. Is that what you told me that it was?
That's what it is.
I know what bricks are.
See, you have brick and mortar behind you. And in our WEFT studios, there's brick right there with mortar in between the bricks to keep it stuck together.
Yeah.
And that, we're the glue that keeps all the community theaters in town together.
So we're the mortar.
We're the mortar, yeah. That's what we're trying to be here at See You at the Show. That's what we strive to be.
That's awesome, because I think I could relate to mortar a lot better if it was sometimes used by itself. Like, you talk about there's a brick house, but you never say, I could use some mortar, or I think some mortar would look really pretty. But that's what we are, right? We've got...
Right. And it's not, it doesn't necessarily look pretty, but it sticks everything together and keeps it stable. That's what we're trying to do.
Wow. That's deep.
It is.
I thought we were just a little radio show with like seven people listening. But now suddenly it's taken on some really grand implications.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just straightened up in my seat. I'm going to go to, you know, get down one more octave with my voice, and we will... You know, do some great stuff.
We
today,
are
going to
do some great stuff.
And actually, there is, you know, and we are mortaring more than we ever have before.
I don't know if it's a verb.
We got to own this.
Wow. Metaphor is going as far as it possibly
we
can.
We got to own it.
Love it. Love it.
We're owning the fact that the idea for See You at the Show was to talk about things going on with theater in Champaign-Urbana. One of the great things, and I think we were already expanding out a little bit just out of, because actors would come in from other places and then I'd want to follow them and I'd be like, oh, that guy's in Danville and he's got a show, so let's go see that. And then I got a chance to be in a show in Bloomington, and so suddenly it's the net's widening. And now when we see in staggered forms shows being coming back, different companies kind of dipping their toes into the water, we're really interested. Well, heck.
Wow.
We went all the way to Peoria last summer to see the one show that was really put on by anybody.
Right.
So,
and apologies to people who follow us on the Facebook page, that because we did say that we were going to be talking to Michael Magruder from Peoria today, and we're not. He's
right.
But we will talk to him in the future.
From Peoria in italics and also Peoria just plain.
Right.
He's got the show Peoria.
Right, because we're
and
also
he's actually from Peoria.
And we're expanding not just to theater, but we've been covering a little bit of film. And
right.
Peoria, the TV show, is what we've covered it already once before when it first started, and then COVID kind of slowed everything down and stopped it, and now it's getting going again. So we will definitely talk to Michael Magruder soon about Peoria, the TV show.
Right. And in addition to kind of promoting shows that are happening and talking about shows both that happened and are happening, there are also opportunities that we want to alert our listeners to. And we post a lot about audition alerts and casting notices and that sort of thing. But there are, we will try to do that with film opportunities as well. Like, in fact, in that Peoria, the TV show, which is a webcast, is that what you call it?
It's going to be streaming on some
There's an independent, like a non-major streaming service
right.
that they're currently on.
Right.
But it's slick. I mean, they're mm-hmm. it's so well put together. And we just sat and watched the trailer this afternoon to get ready for the interview that didn't happen. But I'm actually curious to start watching it. And
yeah.
I have not done so yet. But there are acting opportunities going on right now. And we have shared those on our See You at the Show Facebook page. And if you just go to Peoria TV Show on Facebook, you can see about the casting opportunities for semi-regulars. They also cast ensemble and they pay.
Right.
And that's unusual.
Right. You just have to drive to Peoria. Or, I mean, we don't reach that far, so nobody in Peoria could be listening, right?
Sure. What are you talking about?
Well, I guess they could be streaming
worldwide.
On. Well, that's
WEFT.org,
true.
WEFT.org.
Right?
Streaming worldwide.
Right. So, if you're on your computer and you just happen to yeah. be listening to WEFT. Right. Exactly. So maybe you're already in Peoria. Who knows?
Yeah.
We are traveling tonight after the show to go see a live theater show. Exciting,
yeah.
exciting.
We have...
We're going to see Tartuffe.
Tartuffe. It's fun to say. Yeah.
I even looked it up just to make sure that we were saying it right, and apparently we are. So, yay us. We're going to go see that. We've talked about Tartuffe in the past, but we I think this was the third week maybe for it, the second or third week for it, and we're just barely getting there before it ends.
Yeah, so Heartland Theater Company is putting it on. I had a chance to work with them on a radio show late last fall and got to know a lot more about their team and their space. And
they're in Bloomington Normal.
They're in Bloomington Normal. And we're seeing more and more with the Champaign Theater Company is a little bit more cautious and maybe rightly more cautious, but in any case more cautious in opening up their 2021 to 22 season, that a lot of actors that we know and love and are fans of from Champaign are auditioning and successfully being cast in shows. Like we'll be seeing Kevin Paul Wickert tonight.
Right.
In the cast of Tartuffe. We also, there will be another show.
We'll get to that in a little bit.
Yes,
can we not talk about that
I
yet?
Know it's going to be under the same roof, so we won't talk about that.
Okay.
Anyway, the main point is that it is, you know, one of the things that we try to do by making our net widen is so that local theater goers know that it's just a short trip down 74 to Danville to see a show, or a short trip down 74 the other way to Bloomington to see a show, but also for performers to broadcast and talk about audition opportunities.
Right. And if you know something that we're not covering, let us know. Send us a message on Facebook Messenger. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. Or if you know us personally, say, hey, Eric,
yeah,
did you know about this?
Or just write it at eric@seeyouattheshow.com.
Right. Why don't I have a Linda at seeyouattheshow.com?
You do.
I do?
As of right now. I think the way that I have the email set up, though, is you could just put, I have a great idea at seeyouattheshow.com, and I would
right.
get the email.
Oh, so you would just get all
so
the emails.
So you're nothing special.
But wow.
The good news is they could spell your name L-I-L-Y.
No, that wouldn't be my
Linda
name.
Linda with an H at the end.
With an H at the end? Linda. Anyway, what the heck are we talking about? So tonight we're going to go to Tartuffe in Bloomington Normal, and you could be possibly going to Parkland for Playing God at 7:30 tonight, but it's sold out. Sold out. It's just one weekend. It's the Actors Studio series. It was written by Felix Krim.
Krim.
And I couldn't read my own handwriting. And it sold out, which is awesome.
You know, this would have been a good complimentary piece probably to the You Are Perfect show in the serial killer fascination.
right. And speaking of Peoria, you could be going to the Peoria Cornstalk Theater. It's Stock, S-T-O-C-K, not Stock, Stock, like a cornstalk.
Right.
Anyway.
That is a nuanced distinction there.
Yeah. So Cornstalk Theater is in Peoria. And did you know, I don't know if we've talked about them much. They are the only outdoor community theater during the summer. They do their shows in a big top style tent.
That's got to be at the same park where we saw.
Right. What did we see?
We saw this.
Oh my goodness.
It's
no.
Something rotten.
Something rotten. Yay. Okay.
And that's got to be in the same park. And that was a fantastic outdoor venue.
They said the indoor venue is like really close to where they have the tent. So maybe it's not in the same park. I don't know.
Maybe it's not. But that park should be used for theater.
We should know more about this. I want to go see. I'm sad that we didn't get to see.
Well, let's talk about these show times, because Parkland is sold out tonight. I believe that they and also maybe sold out for the next two nights. I still would check with the box office.
Yes, check with the box office. But it said, it didn't allow me to buy tickets.
Okay.
And so they, Playing God at the Parkland Theater, 7:30 tonight, 7:30 tomorrow, 7:30 Sunday.
Saturday.
And what is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Friday. Yes. Today's Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30. And then 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Sunday tickets are still available.
Oh, I don't think that's true. Well, anyway.
It says all evening performances are sold out.
I know, but then I said that. And then I said, but now it says that all performances are sold out. So anyway, possibly.
We shouldn't spend our time hyping that one.
No, well, it still should be hyped. If you are lucky enough to be seeing the show this weekend, please let us know. We could have you do some sort of review or something.
Yep. And it is the... It is the collegiate debut of the great Champaign Central and Champaign Park District actress Madeline Henson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's a reason to see it. And she and Spencer Hazen, who that name is familiar, are the two detectives in a serial killer life-imitating art thriller.
Super, super sad that we weren't on the ball for that. But anyway, also, like I was mentioning, the Cornstalk Theater, that's Peter Pan, the musical, that's at 7:30 tonight, and it runs until October 2nd, and October 2nd's show is 2:30. So you still have time to see Peter Pan, the musical. It looks like, from the pictures, that it's like a young teen show, or a teen show, and they were all masked in the picture, which I like to see. Taking COVID seriously. It's awesome. You never know.
We have everybody. Not, in the shows that we've been to in, I guess most of them have been in Danville. And,
yes.
And I guess then there was the show, The Kingdom of Dreams at Parkland.
Right.
So none of those, we have not
Kenny Chumbly
original. We have not seen a show that had a masked cast.
Not in person.
Not in person.
Right.
Which is ironic that we have seen.
I know.
We have seen web shows that have been masked.
Right. Which is interesting.
Hey, it's the time.
Right.
And
the actors have to stay healthy. And when we saw that there was no vaccine available for teenagers. So that was probably one of the reasons why they stayed masked.
Right.
Can I say something else that's happening this weekend? Or did you
No,
have
but else I want to circle back to Tartuffe.
Okay. Also this weekend, it's a busy, busy weekend. CUTC has a, Double O Dead, dinner theater.
That's the thing at El Toro, right?
Yes. It's Murder on the Menu fundraiser dinner for the JCs. And, it sounds like lots of fun. It's at El Toro in There's a bunch of different El Toros. I don't remember which one. I don't see it right off the. Anyway, so this is their Seven Corpse, cute pun, murder mystery dinners. And I was kind of surprised to see that going on with COVID, because obviously you have to take your mask off to eat. So I'm not sure how they're doing that. But one of the cool things, so that's happening Saturday, October 2nd. And it looks like they still have tickets available. And since it's a benefit, the tickets are a little bit pricey, but you get dinner. So that's awesome. And there's vegan options available for all of you theater goers that are also vegan. I'm so tempted just to support it because they have a vegan option.
Right. And I've known people, theater friends, that have performed in those murder mystery mystery
dinners.
Events. Uh-huh. Well, they're usually kind of events, not necessarily right. in conjunction with dinner. You rent them out, basically, and they come and then to your workplace, to your rented venue or whatever, and they put on a really good show. And so this is the first one that I'm aware of where it has been, like, at a specific time, open to the public. Come and see it, and it's a benefit, and El Toro's got good eats, vegan or not. I just think that, you know, whenever I'm watching a show and I'm eating chips, I have to crank the volume because I'm a cruncher.
You are a cruncher.
And so I'm just trying to imagine what that would be like if you had like 50 to 60 people simul-crunching. We could have some, you know, I hope they have good mics.
Have you done dinner theater before as an actor or an audience member? When Sunshine...
I do remember going to Sunshine.
Yeah.
And I remember Tony and Tina's wedding was the only one that I really vividly remember.
Because I remember going to those. I was pretty young at the time. And I felt uncomfortable eating. Like, I feel like we ate a little bit before they actually did the show. So there wasn't a lot of crunching during the show is what I'm thinking.
Right. But the unlimited chips and salsa seem especially...
Maybe it will be
non-conducive.
Limited. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I picture dinner theater, they give you the mashed potatoes and some soft foods.
Soft foods.
Maybe some cranberry sauce and some mashed potatoes. And then you're good to go. Some stuffing.
So you won't be loud? That's so funny.
Yeah. I was wanting
to open a dinner theater, but now I'm second guessing whether you'll be a part of that. I'm not so sure. We need all soft foods.
Maybe a breakfast theater.
Oh my God, that would be fun. Brunch theater.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite things, brunch and theater. That would be awesome.
All right, well, let's work.
Anybody
on
who wants to like pitch money into like starting a brunch theater in town? Okay. Let me know. Well, I'm looking for investors.
All right. Well, you're listening to See You at the Show. This is Eric and Linda, and we are running down all the different theater happenings. We haven't even gotten past today yet. And
I just
want to say we are, like Linda said earlier, we're headed to Bloomington to Heartland Theater Company's Tartuffe. It is in their third weekend of three. And so there are performances again tomorrow night and Friday night. You could still get there tonight like us. And it's a...
Stalker. I'm just teasing people.
I don't even know what that means.
Like if they come, they know we're going to be there. It's
right.
It's just a joke.
That's called fans.
Fans.
I don't want to put people off.
I know. They know I'm teasing.
Right.
They know I love them. I love you.
I make it. People, I tweet wherever I am. People follow me around. That's how it goes.
That's I did notice there were people like, Eric, when we were walking in. It's tough. It's tough being around you.
Paparazzi. Props to Heartland also for their really overt commitment to promoting diversity and inclusion at every show where they list their auditions, they list their cast, they promote their show times and performance times. It is always preceded by bold and italic. Heartland Theater Company is committed to promoting diversity and inclusion in our casting and production assignments. When casting and hiring, we'd like to encourage an openness to diverse and non-traditional choices. So we'll put them to the test tonight when we have our review. We'll see how...
No pressure.
How well that... Because as we've talked about, and as both as board members at the station and as we've explored this issue for the past over a year on our show, it is more than mission statements, and I can compliment them for their bold and their italics. But let's see the company start putting this in action. And you know, I go down this list because we, And if we could complete our list, we will probably have talked about 10 or 12 different shows today. And I guess She Kills Monsters would be one that is written by a person of color, but I think that's where we stop.
Yeah. That is kind of the sad. I don't know. Is Human Terrain? Do we know who the playwright is for that?
I looked it up before.
Okay. Because that's coming soon.
Yeah, that's coming soon to Heartland. That's been cast. And that is a great example of local actors who are willing to drive an hour to rehearse a show, which is just amazing. Mindy Smith, who performed with me in Women of Lockerbie,
she was last seen on the station theater stage for The Moors, and she was almost on the stage again right before COVID. We had to... she was in The River.
That may literally be when she was last seen, because I know she's taken COVID very seriously.
Right. She has not been seen for 18 months. I last saw her on the station stage. Well, that's true.
My insiders at Heartland say there's a chance we will see her tonight, because Human Terrain is already in rehearsals. The great director, Sandy Zielinski, who directed me in my... Never forget, once in a lifetime role.
Little Prince.
No, Leading Ladies.
Leading ladies. Oh my gosh.
She is so good at. She taught me so much about acting and chemistry.
We've had her on.
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. Mm-mm. I thought we did.
We had my Little Prince director on.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
My Little Prince.
Right, exactly.
Mine.
my director.
But another person we have had on the show is Tanya Rozzi Combs, who is starring alongside Mindy. So we have two Champagne actors who have been cast in a big company's production an hour away from Champagne. So that's...
And you'll see that in November.
Really exciting. It was really hard not to audition for that, knowing that it seems to be a really interesting show. Great director.
Shoulda.
Those shows will be going up in
November.
November 4th to the 20th. Wow.
Right.
That's a big old station length 3-week run.
It is. They are in competition.
And the final thing that we'll have coming up, I guess the last thing is they have December auditions for...
It's not the last thing. The next thing that they have is Life Sucks.
The last thing that will be happening there in 2021.
Okay.
Is the auditions for Life Sucks.
Which is December 6th and 7th from 7 to 10 p.m. And the performances will be in February. So that sounds like fun. And coming up.
I say an interesting thing about the auditions for Life Sucks?
No, because you told me not to audition.
I did.
Yes, you may say something.
But here's why. No, not here's why, because I know you could pull this off. But I've just never seen these sort of like general notes given about the acting style that they want people to bring to the audition.
That's why it sounded fun to audition
for. Yeah, the whole point was I could read this, not so we could revisit our past conflicts.
Okay. Let's not air our stuff.
It says, to audition, you should audition aggressively honest, achingly transparent, very, all caps, very funny. Very rarely are moments played for the dramatic pathos, and when they are, it isn't where you thought it should be. Heartfelt and vulnerable, but never sentimental. Fast and front-footed, but never rushed. Full of endless amazement and wonder, and always tipping towards more love, more hope, more passion, and more perseverance.
I mean, that's why I was drawn to it. But I can't wait to see it. I hope everybody out there who's interested auditions. It sounds like such a fun show. So
I can't wait to talk to the director of that show, who is Liz Fisher, because my guess is that those are her notes of what she wants to see, rather than Posner's or whoever wrote it.
Right. I can't believe we've only got six.
We're
more
winding
minutes.
Down. Let's go into fast.
I'm not. I got stuff.
Fast
I've
mode.
Still got stuff. See you at. Let's talk about Coalescence has Black Lives, Black Words, October 22nd, 23rd, 24th at 7:30. That's happening in Chicago, but I think all Coalescence performances are also streamed, so stay tuned for that. We will post something about it. Do you have...
No, then you throw it over to me. And then so you get one ready while I go.
Okay, go.
Okay, Twin City Theater Company. We saw Doubt in person in the Monticello. Great show. You can see the review at seeyouattheshow.com and also on our Facebook page. It's a really wonderful show. Great actors. Really cool space. It is on demand from yesterday through October 3rd. You can go to BroadwayOnDemand.com, and I've got the link on our See You at the Show Facebook page. You can watch Doubt.
A parable. And I have to say, let's do more of that. Like live theater plus being able to stream it later. I love, love, love that idea. Thank you, Twin City, for doing that. You're awesome. CUTC, CU Theater Company, has a show coming on at the Virginia Theater. I can't wait to be in the Virginia Theater again. It's called All Together Now, and it sounds like it's kind of a national thing or something.
Right.
Whitney, if you're listening, can you come on the show and tell us more about this? It sounds very interesting. And it's November 12th at 7 p.m. And Whitney Hayweiss is the director. And that sounds like loads and loads of fun, too.
The cast list for Monticello Theater's Death and Taxes has been announced. Another example of CU actors going outside of the CU area to get great roles in a great show. Monticello Theater Company's Death and Taxes, which will be opening November 6th. A couple of my favorite former castmates and theater friends, Michaela Cruz and David Heckman, are both cast in that, as well as Kelly Barbara Connerty, who I was in Pride and Prejudice with. So congratulations on being cast. I hope this is a blast.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see. And congratulations to the She Kills Monster cast, which is going to be at Parkland November 4th is when it opens. And we'll see Jess Schliff. Is that right? Did I say it right?
Schliff.
Yeah. Zoe Dunn, Renee Wilson, and Solomon Robinson. I cannot wait to see all of them and everyone else in the cast. It's a fun, I really like She Kills Monsters. I have kids that are into D&D, and so it's a fun show. But you don't have to know anything about D&D to have fun with it. And we talked about Peoria Cornstalk earlier, and they have the Toxic Avenger opening October 15th at 7:30. And non-theater, can I mention something else?
Sure.
Taylor Street Block Party is this Saturday. It's an all-ages free outdoor event in downtown Champaign, where WEFT is, on Taylor Street from 2 to 10 p.m. And it's just going to be loads of music and people, local businesses selling things and lots of fun. I hope it doesn't rain. And I can't wait. That's where I'm going to be. Not the entire time from 2 to 10, but at some point I will be there. And one of my favorite bands is going to be playing.
Who's that, Linda?
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Modern Drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, Kara. Hi, Ryan. I know you're listening. Huh. So anyway.
So we're going to try to recap this. You can go to our website, which is seeyouattheshow.com. And for really contemporaneous, up-to-date.
Ooh, that's a good word.
I know. That's six syllables.
I'm impressed.
For the win, right at the buzzer. But our Facebook page will have updated information on how you can see all these shows, like the ones that are playing right now, Playing God at Parkland, Tartuffe at Heartland, the ones coming up.
Peter Pan the Musical in Peoria at Cornstalk.
Noises Off coming up in Decatur that opens October 15th. So we'll be back next week to talk about more, and we will tell you what we think of Tartuffe. We will have our review up probably within the next 24 hours. I'm sure it'll be great. Congratulations, Heartland Theater, on a great run there. All right, this has been Eric Schacht and Linda Evans with See You at the Show. We have Surfabilly Freakout coming up now.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. This has been the Weft Courier for Thursday. Join us for the Weft Courier every weekday for Democracy Now! At 4 p.m., followed by two additional programs of information and analysis. Up next, Surfabilly Freakout Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT Champaign, Prairie Air Incorporated, Station Management, the Board of Directors, or WEFTA.